And then, in about AD 650, the great city was burnt down, and Teotihuacan in its state collapsed. Nobody knows why, but it's possible that the very rapid expansion of the city and a rapidly growing population may have created serious internal weaknesses. Perhaps, like at the Maya, the nobility rose to too many numbers, and the demands on this urban population of more than 120,000 people may have been too much, and perhaps social unrest, possibly involving war, was too much. But we know by 700, much of the formerly urban population had dispersed into rural communities. But Teotihuacan left a lasting and enduring spiritual legacy. It was a place of pilgrimage. The Aztec rulers of later times believed that their world had been created atop the pyramid of the sun. Teotihuacan was still an intensely sacred place. The collapse of Teotihuacan left a political vacuum in the Valley of Mexico. War and violence became epidemic as a dizzying array of small kingdoms vied for dominance. A very crowded political and economic landscape. One again is irresistibly reminded of another place, China. The time of the Shu, the Eastern and Western Shu, where you had this endemic warfare going on. And eventually, things come to a boil and someone dominates it. In the Valley of Mexico, it was the Toltecs who prevailed. They had moved into the valley from the northwest in about AD 900. They settled at a place called Tula, south of the valley, where they built a ceremonial center dedicated to the feathered serpent, Quetzalcoatl. Now the Toltecs were militant people. They were a powerful political force in Mesoamerica for a short time, and extended their influence a long distance into the lowlands, even as far as the northern Yucatan. But Tula did not last long. It was overthrown in 1200, the subject of a legend which we'll come back to later, leaving another vacuum in the Valley of Mexico. After the fall of Tula, several semi-nomadic Chichimecha groups settled in the valley. Among them, an obscure group, the Mexica, or Aztecs. After years of harassment by their neighbors, this humble band of semi-nomadic people founded a small village named Tenochtitlan, the place of the prickly pear cactus, in the swamps of Lake Texcoco in 1325. Only 2 centuries later, such was the volatility of Mesoamerican civilization, Tenochtitlan was the largest city in the Americas. At first, these humble people, the Aztecs, lived peaceably with their neighbors. Tenochtitlan gradually became an important market center. The Aztecs were entrepreneurs. They were skilled diplomats. They married strategically the nobles with neighboring chiefdoms. And they served as discreet military allies to people fighting one another. Within a short time, they became a powerful political force. In the early 15th century, a century after the founding of Tenochtitlan, they asserted themselves and embarked on ruthless campaigns of long-term military and economic conquest. This was at the hands of a series of very ambitious Aztec rulers. And soon they controlled a loosely connected network of states and cities across the highlands and the lowlands. By the 1420s, this network was rapidly becoming the Aztec Empire, under the rule of several gifted leaders and a remarkable vizier and general called Tlacaycal, who was their advisor.